Aber wir vermischen. The one of the mitzvot that we have this week's parasha is to appoint a king. Hashem wants us to have a king. And the Gemara says, the way the Torah put it, that Hashem wants us to have fear of the king. And the Gemara, the Torah tells us that the king can do whatever he wants. Doesn't have to give report to anybody. Doesn't have to be afraid of the media. He can do whatever he wants. He can kill, can take houses, can take people to be their servants. Very strange mitzvah. So, listen, it's the nation will decide. They want to have a king, so they'll decide. Hashem said, no, it's a mitzvah. You go to Israel, you got to appoint a king. He has to write another Sefer Torah for himself. He has to make sure he doesn't have too much pride. And he should be long life the king and his children kings. Malchut. Gemara says the king may not waive his respect. And if he waives it, it means nothing. Ask the king for forgiveness means nothing. He cannot forgive it. He should know that's the king. Very strange. Rosh Hashanah comes, and the way the Torah describes the mitzvah they have on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't mention the word shofar. Of course, we know mitzvah shofar. The Torah only says this is a day that the sound of the day is what we call Truah, Yom Truah Yelachem, or Zichron Truah, it falls on Shabbat. The Torah doesn't say the word Shofar. How do you know it's Shofar? The Torah says, well, it says in Yovel, in another mitzvah, it says, Ba'avarta Shofar Truah Bachodesh Hashmi, it says the word Shofar next to the word Truah, Truah is the sound of the Shofar. Says the Gemara must be, says the Gemara must be that Rosh Hashanah you blow the shofar to have the sound. Actually, you can have it with the trumpet. Because the Torah uses the same word, the same sound that you get from the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you may get it from a trumpet. You don't need a shofar to have that exactly. But the Hashem said, listen, I want you to have a shofar. I need a shofar. What's a shofar? What's the purpose? So there are a few reasons why Hashem wants us to blow shofar. It doesn't say in the Torah the reason. But Hashem wants it only from a shofar. How crucial it is to shofar, comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you halacha. Gemara says, you know, in Bet HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, the Kohen HaGadol has to change his clothing 5 times. When he enters the holiest of the holies, it's called Kodesh HaKodashim, where the Torah was. He may not walk inside once a year, that he walks inside with golden clothing. The Kohen Gadol used to wear 8 pieces of garment. Part of them were made from gold. So the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves gold outside, not inside the holiest of the holiest. If you see the Kohen HaGadol Yom Kippur inside with anything gold on him, it's going to remind the Kesubach about the golden calf. So it's the Gemara, outside of that holiest of the holiest of the holiest, the Kohen HaGadol wears all the time, and he must wear 8 pieces of garment, and some of them pure gold. On his forehead he had a piece of gold, and his clothing had gold. But On his jacket, he has gold in his coat. I said, but he cannot walk inside. I don't know why. Even though the ark, the hechal inside were made from gold. Hashem said, inside, I don't know, I don't have a good feeling about gold. Outside, okay. Comes the Gemara and says, comes the Mishnah says, listen, I want to tell you something. You want to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you may not take a horn from a cow. You can take from a deer, take from a sheep, but you cannot take from a cow. The Gemara says, why? I says, the cow reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. Says the Gemara, excuse me, you blow the shofar in America. You blow the shofar all over Eretz Israel, not inside the holiest of the holiest. You just told me the halacha, that Hashem so-called waves the sin of the golden calf from outside the holiest of the holiest. As long as you're not coming inside, the Kohen Gadol may wear and has to wear gold garment. Now comes the Gemara and says, what about shofar? The shofar, of course. You don't blow the shofar inside. The Kohen Gadol never blew shofar inside. So you blow the shofar outside. So nevertheless, do me a favor. Never, ever use a shofar from a cow. What's the problem? A cow is the mother of the gold, of the calf. He's going to medical book about the golden calf. He says, excuse me, it stands inside. Did you tell me that outside you're allowed to wear gold clothing? You have to wear gold clothing. Hashem doesn't care about it. Okay, fine. So I'm going to shofar. I'm not even Betamigdash. I'm in China. I'm in Australia. I'm all over the world. So you cannot use a shofar from a cow. Because it reminds Hashem about golden calf. What golden calf has to do with my shofar? You know what it is? Shofar, when you come to the Kisra Shoshana, you hear the shofar, it is like that you have to have in mind the guy that blows it and the congregation that hear, so they have to imagine they're right now not in Eretz Israel, not in Jerusalem, not in Beit HaMikdash, you're in the inner room in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Imagine the power of the shofar. It takes us to the place that the Kohen Gadol may enter it once a year on Yom Kippur, and in that holy place, Hashem does not want to remember anything about the golden calf. And if you can have a shofar from a cow, where? Outside of Beit HaMikdash, outside of the holiest of the holiest, Hashem said, I remember golden calf. Just to tell us how powerful the shofar is. About the kavana on Rosh Hashanah. And here comes the Gemara, continuity to the mitzvah of shofar. The Gemara says, look, that shofar has so much power that even the Satan is afraid of the shofar. So the Gemara said, why do we blow so many sounds on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, look, after the first sound, the Satan, he thinks, Malach HaMavet, he thinks Mashiach is coming. He's not sure. The Gemara says, he's continuing blowing. He said, Mashiach comes. Even though the last few thousand years he didn't show up. But as again, a shofar is so powerful thing that it is like you blowing inside Beit HaMikdash. Inside you're blowing, in the inner room. It says, the Satan, can you imagine if everybody would think the same way? That when you hear the shofar, it means Mashiach is coming. Because the Satan thinks like this. But this is, again, you have to imagine you inside the holiest of the holiest. Gemara says, the Gemara, I say, look how powerful it is. One says, Moshe Rabbeinu, after we did the golden calf, begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu, was in Shamayim 40 days, and begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us, and he came down. Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went back upstairs. When he went back upstairs, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the last Sunday, he told him, he said, I want you to blow the shofar for 40 days until I come back. Let the shofar. And this is some kind of protection that the Satan will not confuse you like last time. Last time I went upstairs for 40 days, and then the Satan showed you my coffin that I'm dead, and then you went to Aaron, and you ask for a new leader, and then you made it the golden calf, and look at what happened. Now what I'm asking you now, blow the shofar for 40 days. And this is our custom, on Chodesh Elul, to blow the shofar, excuse me, is to remind us that Moshe Rabbeinu asked us to blow the shofar until he comes back. In order to make sure that we're not going to fall in the trap of the Satan again. He says, what do you mean? Satan is afraid of the shofar. What does this mean? You see Satan is afraid of, you see that Satan is afraid of the shofar for Shana. But Moshe took it for granted, and Moshe said to him, you blow the shofar daily, this will not let the Satan confuse you to tell you Moshe is dead, he's not coming, and again you're going to go to Hashem to Aaron, again you're going to do a golden cap, a guarantee, blow the shofar. It means when we blow the shofar every day on Chodesh Elul, the Gemara says this is because to remind you that once upon a time Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim on Chodesh Elul, he stayed there for 40 days, and he asked us before he went upstairs to blow the shofar, and so why we blow? So Hashem says, so that's why I have to blow now for 40 days. I said, listen, they did the golden calf. So maybe they needed that thing. I didn't do a golden calf. Maybe here, hold the shofar, blow the shofar on hold the shofar. What is this? I said, this is the yosef of the shofar. What is the yosef of the shofar? But you see, the power of the shofar is so big that, again, it's like you're in the inner room of the Hamikdash. This is the Satan is so scared of it. And Moshe's so-called thought, this is the guarantee that Am Yisrael will not fall in step again. It means some will not confuse them. What is this power of this shofar? The power of the shofar in the Tanakh, there are two ways of the shofar. Sounds like contradiction. In Sefer Amos, in Rabbi Amos, first verse Tamikdash, the after of Parashat Vayeshev, the Navi says, Amos said a prophecy. His prophecy says, "Itakash shofar be'ir v'am lo yichiradu." If somebody hears a shofar, he's not going to get scared. The sound of the shofar scares people. As well the Torah says it before, when Hashem spoke to us and said the Ten Commandments, so before Hashem said the Ten Commandments, the Torah tells us, "Ayi kol tevakim, v'kol shofar chazek me'od, v'yichrat kol ha'am shebe machane." Torah describes the scenery and the episode of what happened when Hashem is going to give us the Ten Commandments. Torah says it was a very loud sound of shofar, and Am Yisrael got very scared. The Gemara says they jumped out of bed from the shofar. The Moshe went and said, "Everybody, hurry up! We go to Har Sinai." The sound, the shofar is a scary thing. On the other hand, we say in the morning, "Hallelujah, beteka shofar." Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shofar. In Beit HaMikdash, the Levim used to blow the shofar every day. Friday night, when he says the Mizmorim before the Chaludim, it says a few times, "Chatzitot b'kol shofar, ari b'fnei HaMelech Hashem." That's scary thing. So is it a happy thing? Or this is a scary thing? So what's the kavana that you have? So Chachamim have different opinions what you're supposed to have when you hear the shofar. Some Chachamim said you get scared in order to do the shuva. The Gaon of Vilna and others said the opposite. You hear the shofar, you have to be very happy. What do you mean very happy? The Navi says you have to be scared. Navi Amos says, Hashem scared us with the shofar on Har Sinai. The Gaon of Vilna said you have to be very happy. How can you be happy? Comes the Navi Zechariah and said, "You know, when Mashiach will come, Rabbi Amen, Amen." I says, "Yeah, by Yom Ha'u Itakav Shofar Gadol." Yeah, by Yom Ha'u, Also, every time it says in the Navi, in the Torah, the word v'hayah means a very happy thing. Of course, we're very happy over here. It says v'hayah b'yom ma'o, that day, that Mashiach is supposed to arrive. So you know what is going to be the sign of Mashiach. Yitaka b'shofar gadol. Hashem is going to blow the big shofar. That's actually what we say in the tefillah, Yitaka b'shofar gadol v'chelotenu. We say it three times a day. Uba'u avdim me'eretz ashur. This is the people from Iraq, and Yidachim Eretz Mitzrayim, the lost ones in Egypt, they all come. They're going to go to Israel. Shtachavu Hashem Arakodesh Yerushalayim. They're going to go to Yerushalayim to bow down to Hashem. So it means like this: when you expect Mashiach, so this is what you expect. You expect a sound of a shofar. It says, "Why Hashem is to blow a shofar? It can be anything." Give me a trumpet. Give me just to get a text message. Give me a telephone call. When Navi said, you have to know. When Navi Zachariah, he talks about the real redemption of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says, Shofar. You know? Shofar is going to do it. Taka b'shofar gadol. Why do you know Shofar? And why I'm going to hear the Shofar, I'm going to go to Eretz Israel. Why I'm going to go to Eretz Israel? To bow down to what? The Gemara and the Zohar both sound like a contradiction. In the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech says, "Yivdu et Hashem b'ira v'gilu bir avda." You come to Bet HaKnesset, you come to Bet HaMikdash, the Gemara says in the Torah, says Al Chaim the Rambam, you come to the Mishnah, you have to have a lot of fear. The Gemara says, somebody wanted to be Chazan, and he came to Bet HaKnesset, and he leaned over there. He leaned over there, one of the pillars of the poles. One of the Chachamim tells me, you cannot be Chazan. You come to Bet HaKnesset, it's like Bet HaMikdash, you have to feel that you're scared. You're scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umimigdashi tirao. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. One of the 630 mitzvot is to be scared, to be afraid. Frightened from Bet HaMikdash. That's again, the Mishnah says you may not go upstairs with shoes even on the mountain. I'm talking about the building. On the mountain, you may not have your stick. On the mountain, you may not have your wallet. You may not even spit. But you're not in Bet HaMikdash. On the mountain. Even on the mountain. So much respect you have to have. The Shulchan Aruch said you have to feel the same thing in Bet HaKnesset. And the Shulchan Aruch applies certain halachol like the use of Bet HaMikdash to Bet HaKnesset. Certain halachol. For example, one of the halachot of Bet HaKnesset has two doors. So you should not come out in the same door that you came in. And Navi tells us in Bet HaMikdash, no one was allowed to go back. Of course, you have to walk backwards, but you cannot go back in the same gate. Did you enter? Only the king. And I see, only he. It's Haftarah, Parashat HaChodesh. The reason is, Baba Shah Tzafon, it's Abishah Darom. So you came from the north, you have to come out outside from the south. You came from the south, you have to come, you came back from the north. You can. You can't come, Rabbi says. So what's the problem? I said, because you shouldn't feel that you know that you're friendly with Hashem. You have to have fear of Hashem. Shanao says, you know, if you have two doors in Bet HaKnesset, you should never exit in the same door that you enter. He says, there are more halachot. There's a person when it comes to Bet HaKnesset, they still have fear. And as David HaMelech writes, I think it's chapter 2 in Tehillim, the beginning of Tehillim. If do it Hashem be Ra, worship Hashem. It means pray. Be raw with fear. The gilu, be happy that you come to Bet HaKnesset, to Bet HaMikdash, be raga, you're supposed to tremble. This is chapter 2. Chapter 100, everybody say every day in Shacharit after Baruch Shama, Mizmor L'Toda. Do it Hashem b'simcha. Bolka, Rabbi Nona. The Gemara and the Zohar both as a contradiction. Did you tell me that I have to fear? Now you tell me, if you do Hashem b'simcha, worship Hashem with happiness. What happened to the fear? בול פניו, מיונונה, קם, מסינגינג. How can you sing if you have fear? So the death of both answers to this. The expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to love him is to love him because I have fear. I love to have fear. It means when you see a policeman on the street, so the first reaction is, I'm only easy. The opposite. He might even in Hashalom, just give me a ticket. No. I love a policeman. I love. It says, the Mishnah in Pekei Avot says, Yisrael chem belao, without police, people will swallow each other. All those gangsters and all this rubbing and everything is because there's no police. So, you have to be happy there's authority. Sechachamim, look. The goal of a person in this world is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so merciful. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I like to have fear. I love him. The Torah says, the Gemara says, usually a father is more strict than a mother. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he talks about respect, he says, Kabed et avicha v'timicha, first respect your father. The Gemara says, why? Not because the father is more important than the mother. In that particular case, the Gemara says, because son does not want to respect his father so much, because his father is too strict. So Hashem said the opposite. You have to respect your father more than your mother, because this is the goal. The goal is to love strict, to love authority. It's not, I don't do it because I'll get punished. I love that thing that puts a yoke on me that I will not do. It's called Ahava Vira. It's called love and fear together, but I love the fear. That means you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means you don't love Hashem. See, the Gemara says, you know, one of them told me, Lafsalcha Kamocha. You have to love your friend as much as you love yourself. Chachamim said, look, Chachamim said, when comes Rosh Hashanah, a person comes in front of Hashem, and he said, okay, last year, Baruch Hashem, I did all the mitzvot, Baruch Hashem, almost no sins, not like the previous years, that I didn't know certain things. Now, Baruch Hashem, I know, I'm careful. And Rabbi Lupian used to have a little notebook that he used to write his sins. Sins. One time somebody, one of the boys went and opened up the notebook, the whole thing was in the first page, few of them. Now, it happened when I was in Yeshiva. So the person Chachamim say, comes, the one of Hashem Rosh Hashanah, I said, okay, so this is Baruch Hashem. Comes the Gemara, it's true Baruch Hashem, but you should know Hashem never revealed to us how many scores, how many points we get for a mitzvah, or how many points we lose if we don't do a mitzvah. It's up to Hashem. Hashem never told us this. So, if you want to make your own accounting, and you have this positive column, I did this, it says perfect. It says, on the other side of the column, let's say you missed after HaKamocha. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, you love everybody, but one person you don't love so much, HaKamocha. I mean, it's not your type, and you don't like him so much, and this and this. If you don't know how many points you're losing because you don't fulfill that mitzvah. It's mitzvah to say, it's true. It's something that Hashem wants you to do. But in a way, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Sharei Teshuvah, that you know, by not doing mitzvah to say, you may, Chas Shalom, get a bigger punishment. By not having a tzitzit, by not putting the tefillin, by not doing kiddush, by not sitting in the sukkah, by not shaking lulav, you might have a bigger punishment than driving on Shabbat. You don't know. Hashem never will this. But the Gemara says, be prepared for this. Be prepared because Hashem never wanted us to know how many points you get for the mitzvah. Okay, after HaKamocha came Rabbi Akiva, says the Klal Gadol Batorah. It's very important. Very important. I love everybody. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. No machlokes with anybody. Baruch Hashem. Listen, I want to ask you, Chachamim say, a question. Then you know, you test yourself if you really love everybody. It says, when can you check yourself? When do you know if you love everybody? Gemara says, I'll tell you when it is. Imlachta et chavercha. I said, Biyom Adin Shalim, they ask a person, did you make your friend over you as a king? What? Yeah. That's the test. Because everything is fine, and you say you love everybody, it's easy to say. When you have some kind of disagreement with somebody, and some kind of an argument, and then you see if you really love him. I mean, like you said, what do you mean like you said? Let's say, Chachamim say, by mistake, you have a knife in your right hand and you cut a little thing of your left hand. So, what do you think? The left hand now is going to punish the right hand? No, of course, right? It's you. You can't do nothing. You tripped. You fell down. You're going to hit your foot? No, of course not. So, Hakamocha means that you have to feel that person is like you. Even though he does something bad to you, you cannot now hate him or blast him or scream at him or I cut your relationship with him. One time he insulted me. He forgot to invite me to his wedding, to his bar mitzvah. I gave him for the bar mitzvah satsaras, he gave my son only 100. I says, listen, I came to Beit HaKnesset, he didn't want to move from his seat, he says, my seat. I says, all those are tests to see after HaKamocha. In a difficult time, I won't say the word difficult time, I say, in strange times that you not in a loving situation with that person, this is the test. So check yourself, Chachamim say, check yourself, you love everybody? Yeah. I'm getting along with everybody. I said, let me tell you something. This one person over here that he is gonna, I don't know, he's gonna not gonna do something that you liked him to do, and then you finish. Relationship is finished. Used to be buddies, friends, and now, nothing happened. Nothing. Used to go to dinner together. Nothing happened. It means you did not want to appoint your friend as a king. It's the Gemara says, they ask the guy when it comes to Olam Haba. That's the language. Himlachta et chavalcha alecha. Did you make your friend a king on top of you? I should make him a king of me. Who is this command? This is in order for you to reach the level of Tahar Kamocha. Then if you do this, actually we say it in Shmoneh Esrei 3 times a day. Before we depart from Hashem, we say, Lokan Yatzor, it says, Hashem, Venafshi ki afar lakol tehiyah. We say this statement. We pray to Hashem, I want to have this strength, energy, that I should be like soil, everybody should step on. The Rambam writes in his commentary, you have to be down to earth all the way. One writes, was a story that somebody was a very poor person. And he looked very poor. And he went on the boat. It's a true story. He went on the boat. And he had no money to buy himself a seat. So the captain told him, so you can be next to the packages. I'm talking about the time of the Rambam, 1,000 years ago. So he stayed there next to the packages. But he was, he was very poor. His image was very low. So one day, one of the rich people over there on the boat had to go to the bathroom. And he went over there next to the packages. And he's going to the bathroom on this guy. Yeah. I said, look at you. So, on purpose. So that guy said this was the best day of his life. My mom said, this is what says Pekei Avot. You have to be down to earth so much what you said in Shmoneh Esrei daily, three times a day, mean what you say. I want to be stepped by people in order to achieve the Hakamocha, because maybe that thing has the most scored points in the Torah, and doesn't matter how many things you did, one time you did Bata Hakamocha, right? It's overcome everything. But you don't know. You can choose it, you can. And by not keeping the Torah, you may not even reach that level to do it. But this shows how much we have to go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Hashem Elokecha. After you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ol Malchut Shamayim, you say Shema Yisrael, you have to have in mind, I accept Yochef Hashem on me, okay? And Hashem said, after Hashem Elokecha, Lev Hashem. What is this humanity? This, I love Hashem, that Hashem is going to put the yoke on me. I love my friend, that so-called he's going to put the yoke on me. This is the goal. Love of difficult times, something that I really don't appreciate in the first glance, I like it. I love it. That's the goal in life. That's the goal of Shalom Bayit. That's the goal of Kavitchi with the children. That's the goal. But first starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a start off. And as we go back to the Torah said, this one mitzvah you have is to appoint a king. I don't want a king. Well, I'm the king. He's going to come to my house. He's going to take my house. He's going to take my children to be servants. He can kill me. There's no such thing that he's going to waive his respect if Chas Shalom I insult him. I said, yeah, that's the goal. The goal is you should appoint on yourself a king. It is Sheteh Emato Alecha. The Gemara says you have to have fear of the king. On the other hand, the Gemara says you have to love him. I love to be scared. That means that we love, and that shows that you're really on the right path, that you want to be all the time on the right path. And here comes the Gemara and says, you know, that's the power of the shofar. The shofar has two sides. David Meir says in the beginning of Tehillim, if you do it Hashem Bira, worship Hashem with fear. Chapter 100, we say in the morning, you do it Hashem Besimcha. I said, yeah. You say in the morning Besimcha, it says, don't forget chapter 2. I'm worship Hashem Besimcha because I have fear of Hashem and I love to have fear. That kind of feeling you can have only from the sound of the shofar. That's the secret of the shofar. That takes you so high up that you are in the inner room in Beit HaMikdash. Because that's a high level. You are in the level of the Kohen HaGadol Yom HaKippurim. It means I go in the inner room very scared, frightened, but I love to do it because I love to be scared. That's what Shofar the Gemara says. You cannot have a shofar from a cow because you like in the inner room. Gemara says the Satan is scared to death from the shofar because that's the goal. If you reach this on Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach is here. So this is only the shofar, the trumpet cannot do it. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Navi says. When you hear the big shofar, everybody is going to pack, is going to run to Yerushalayim to do what? To bow down to Hashem, fear of Hashem. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's God of mercy. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's God of Malchut, of kingdom. Kingdom means no mercy. Kingdom means according to the law. I love to be according to the law. I love it. Not I'm trying to get away from the law. Not I just keep the law. I love to have it. As Chachamim say, that's the whole Rosh Hashanah. It's Malchut. One of the people in the Gemara says, "Binisan Yigalu, Binisan Hashem took us out of Egypt." But Yisrael didn't make it. But Yisrael Hashem will take us out. So Mashiach is going to come on Rosh Hashanah. I says, why? Because Rosh Hashanah he reached that level. Because the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem said, blow it. As the Gemara says, we blow so much. I says, what is it all about, the shofar? I said, that's the guy that blows and the people that hear, they have to have this kavana. That's what Rabbi Bender said, I'm very happy. Rabbi Bender said, when you hear the shofar, I'm very happy. What do you mean happy? You're supposed to be scared. I'm happy to be scared. I'm happy to obey the laws by so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on my head. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah of a king that we should prepare, that's called Melech HaMashiach, to see Melech HaMashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. את הגמרא של צדיקים ומוציא הקדוש ברוך הוא עם בית המקדש. And they see, so what the tzaddikim, what is a tzaddik? Tzaddik is the one that accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king. A king, it means no mercy. So Chachamim said, the Aril says, this is second Baruch Shemesh, says, Atah Gibor Olam Hashem. If you see in the text, the way it says in the Siddurim, it says, Atah Gibor Hashem, you strong. Lo Olam, forever. Of course, Olam. No. Hashem, it says, Alev, Daled, Nun, and Yud. That's the name of Malchut. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amunai, my master. Sometimes we read Yudinei Vavinei, but sometimes it says in the Torah, as Avraham Avinu, he's the first one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my master. Until Avraham Avinu, and even the people, they believe in Hashem. Noach, Mishushelach, they didn't accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my master. My master. Avraham is the first one, says the Gemara, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my master. Avraham is being called Avraham or Havi. Hashem said, Avraham loves me, I love Avraham. What do you mean Avraham loves me? Of course, everybody loves Avraham. Avraham loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Malchut, as Amunai, as Adni. This is a high level. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells Avraham to go take Yitzchak, the one that you love so much. And so to me, he said, then after this, Hashem said, angels told Avraham, I know that you fear of Hashem. I said, why? Because I'm scared now. Because I love to be in the state, in the situation that I fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Hashem gave us this present. That's why the Torah doesn't say shofar. It's not the shofar, Rosh Hashanah. It's called Yom Teruah. This is the sound of the shofar. That's what Hashem wants you to have. The Gemara tells us that you can reach it only via the shofar. But don't think a mitzvah to listen to a shofar. It's called Yom Teruah. This is the day of the special sound. That sound called Teruah, the Gemara says, we don't know exactly what it is. It was lost through the exile, says the Gemara. But you should know this is why we blow so much in so many ways. You know, for us, at least, hopefully, we'll hit one sound. That this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about, the sound, not the shofar. Sound, I need to have a sound. I said that sound gives a person like injection inside his heart that he's scared and he's happy. I'm happy to be scared. Let me show you. Amen. Amen.